present today's program in French and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French and German. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères montgolfiers et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec entre autres les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. On ne peut bien sûr pas parler de la France sans mentionner la haute couture, la gastronomie et le savoir-vivre qui ont fait de ce pays une destination touristique romantique. La France est aussi une terre de paysages variés qui s'étendent depuis la côte atlantique jusqu'à la Méditerranée, en passant par le Jura et les Alpes dont le plus haut sommet, le Mont Blanc, avec ses 4808 mètres, est aussi le toit de l'Europe. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a gracieusement accepté de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. En août 2007, le maître suprême Qinghai est revenu en France pour un séminaire avec les membres de notre association. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée
« L'histoire du roi indien légendaire Janak ». C'était à Paris, en France, en décembre 2007.
Okay, this story is about King Janak and how he gained true knowledge, okay? In the Bible, it is said that lay you not treasure upon the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves can break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break in nor steal. Yeah. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Of course, no? Isn't it like that?
Yes.
Okay. So now here come a person with lot of treasures. Who can have more treasure than a king? Anyway, we have a lot of treasure. We have big time treasure. Unimaginable. Nobody even can fathom what kind of treasure we have. Yeah? We cannot count it all. He was a king of a big nation, and he has everything as a king would have. Yeah? Moreover. But he is very lonely inside his heart, and he feels very empty for all the treasures he has. he feels empty in his heart. For all the food that he consumes, he feels empty in his stomach. In Chinese, people say, 大肚量, huh? 宰相肚里和生船, all right. And now, so he was very, very anxious to know the universal truth. Yeah, but he doesn't know whom to ask. He doesn't know any master worthy of his trust, you know, to impart to him the truth of the universe. So what did he do? He ordered his subordinate to bring out 1,000 cows and 20,000 US dollars hanging on the horn of each of them. And go all over the town, you know, showing to everybody, saying that the King Janak would confer all these cows and the money on their horns to whomever can impart to him the truth, yeah? The knowledge of the universe. Poor guy. He should have come to us. And he could even keep the cow. Yeah? And all the $20,000 on each horn of them, right? Or he could give it to charity, we don't mind, but we wouldn't take any of his cows. We are vegetarian, right? So many of the pandit, I mean the learned men, gather all together in the king court, yeah, and try to outwit each other for the cow's sake. All right. 1 month long it lasted. And okay, it's nothing much, and the king feel very, very bored and tired of listening to all this blah, blah, yeah. And then he promised, okay, another 1,000 cows to anyone who give him true knowledge at all. Because he wasn't satisfied with the the first cow discussion. And then there was a yogi, a scholar. His name is Yajnavalkya. He was such a, you know, very famous scholar and a very renowned yogi, yeah? He could expound all the doctrines that there was at that time available. But he was unable to impart the true knowledge to the king, despite his knowledge of all the scriptures that available at that time, he could not give the king the true knowledge. Just a knowledge from book. Whatever the king wants to know about which scripture, what book, he immediately know about it. He can even tell by heart which page, yeah, and what the meaning of all that, yeah, according to the dictionary, perhaps, yeah. But he cannot give the king the true inner knowledge. I mean, the inner vision, yeah? The inner direct wisdom, the way you guys have. My God, what lucky people. Yes. Yeah. So, after so many debate and, you know, dry book knowledge, the king was truly disappointed and tired and almost given up. But he still tried, you know. Maybe there's someone somewhere that he has missed. So he tried again. So he ordered his courtmen to build a beautiful throne, yeah, with gold, yeah, and encrusted with diamonds, rubies, all kind of precious gemstones. And announced to invite all the holy men, whoever, you know, appear to be holy men, they invited them all to the court, yeah. And he announced to them that whoever can impart to him the true knowledge would be to sit on that throne, yeah. And he will give up all the kingdom. He don't mind. Yeah. But all the holy men tell the king that this kind of true knowledge has to be gained through study, arduous study. It's not like a fruit cocktail that you can mix it by order and drink it, you know, just like that. So nobody really can do anything, and the throne remained empty for a while. Until there is a sage, a saint. His name is Astavara. So he arrived, and he was ugly, ugly. He was hunchback, yeah, and he has only one eye. And he could not even walk up straight. He's also limping, yeah. You know, he's completely a non-human, a non-human description of a human. Yeah, but he went there to the court, royal court, and he went right crawling up right to the throne and sat up there because he proclaimed that he can impart the knowledge to the king, the true knowledge. Yeah, and he explained to everyone, including the king and all the holy men, that it's a shame on all the holy men that they could not impart the true knowledge to him. It's such a disgrace. He is going to correct. But all the holy men were laughing at him when they saw him. You know, what a guy. Only one eye and messy looking and smelly clothes and hunchback and limping. Yeah. They were laughing, laughing. Yeah. And then he said to these laughing holy men, I thought this is an assembly of holy men. Yeah. But it seems that, like cobblers, you look at the body and not the soul. Mm. And he turned to the king and said, do you want a true knowledge or not? Do you want the true knowledge or not? So the king said, yes. Yes, I do want your holiness. Please impart it to me. So the hunchback sage said to him, my liege, there is a price to pay for it, however. What will you give me? So the king said, I'm ready to give you whatever is within my means. I mean, he can give the whole kingdom. Yes. So the sage said to him, I shall not ask you for anything beyond your means. I want three things only from you. Okay. I want your mind, I want your body, and I want your wealth. Ha! He doesn't want much. Wow. Just the wealth. Just the body. And just the mind. Oh, the King Janak thought for a moment and said, you can have them all. No. The sage Astavara said to the king, I'm warning you, you think again, my liege. Yeah. So the king replied quickly this time, I have thought over already. The sage asked again, are you sure? The king said, I am sure. Listen, my liege, the hunchback says again, you have given me your body, you have given me your mind, you have given me your wealth. Now I am their owner now. Yeah? So I order you to go and sit among the shoes. You know, when you go inside here, you leave your shoes outside. And you know the smell is wonderful sometimes, especially in the old time, huh? You know, they walk on the bare muddy road, and you know, anywhere, and with the cow dung anywhere. So he say, you go there and sit among the shoes. Wow! Suddenly, the whole congregation fell silent. Everybody feels so weird. The king, my God, the highest of the high in the nation. Now I have to go sit with the shoes? That means the lowest of all the low, you know? Yeah, how can it be possible? They don't think the king would ever do that. Okay. But the king, Janak, went and sat down with the shoes with no hesitation whatsoever. Ah, Astavaka had seen to it that the king lost social pride, which is a big hindrance in spiritual development. Yeah, he is happy now that the king is humble. Yeah? Okay. So then Astavara told him that this wealth is mine. Do not be attached to it. Do not do anything to it. Yeah. Don't think about it. It's not yours anymore. The wealth is all mine. Okay. At the time that the sage was saying that, this wealth is mine, the mind of the king was sometimes thinking about his wealth, you know, sometimes of his other possessions, sometimes of his kingdom, sometimes of his position, you know, his dignity, his power, everything. He was thinking, flashing through his mind, including his children, his wife, you know, his relatives, his beloved concubine, or maybe some favorite eunuch and all that. But suddenly he heard the word of the sage, and then his mind just became calm, because he just realized that all these things is useless to him. It doesn't belong to him anyway. So he stopped thinking about them. So he centered himself, yeah, concentrate. He become himself. And then, like a crow resting on a ship at sea, his mind had no other place to go but to come back and sit on the ship. So the king had been enjoined to stop his mind from going out to anything that did not belong to him. That's the purpose of the saint, saying that your wealth belonged to me. Do you think the saint wanted his wealth?
No.
What can he do with it? So the purpose of that has been achieved, yeah? That King Janak, you know, become centered, yeah? And his monkey mind doesn't jump around anymore from one possession to another, from one wife to another concubine, etc., and children and all that, okay? So he asked the king, "Where are you?" So the king said, "I am here." What does that mean, all this? This seems like very obvious question and answer. What does he mean, "Where are you?"
The mind.
Mind, where are you in your mind? Where are you going with your mind? Where are you traveling, jumping with your mind? Where? What are you thinking? Understand me? Except this present moment. So when the king says, "I am here," does it mean that he thinks the saint is blind, doesn't see where he sit? Huh? You think the king thought that the saint was blind? No. What does he mean then by the king say, "I am here"? Huh?
He's saying that his mind stays at the present.
Yeah, he stays at the present moment, right here. Not wandering around, not thinking about any other thing except this present moment and this present place. Okay? Good. So the sage continues saying to him, to the king, that your mind is mine. So, and you have no right even to think with it, not even to have any desire with it. Oh, very clear and strict. Is that easy?
No.
Oh. If it were, huh? We wish, huh? This is really amazing that he could do that, huh? Okay. But probably it took a good master like him, yeah? And it took a real sincere desire for the true knowledge, for the king to do that. So when Janak complied and withdrew his entire attention from outside and from his body up to the eyes, yeah? Up to the eyes. The sage, with his spiritual strength, immediately opened his inner eye, with the result that the king saw went up to higher realms. Ha! We all know that, huh? At the time of initiation, it did happen. Later, it's difficult when the master not there, and you sometimes go back to before. But you come back again,
and again, yeah? It's like we first learn to ride bicycle, we fall on the ground, but then we, yeah, stood up and get on the bike and continue, and then one day we just ride, ride on the bicycle, no incident, whatever, yeah. Okay. And Astavara verbally call him again and again and again, but no reply, because the king was deeply merged in true knowledge and inner bliss. The king was in samadhi then. Yeah, then. Okay, later on, Astavara brought the king's attention back into his body. I mean the same, huh? And then asked the king, have you obtained the true knowledge that you requested? Oh, the king said, oh, Astavara, I have obtained it. And it is far greater, more glorious and blissful than I had ever imagined that it could be. Wow. We know that, huh? We know that at the time of initiation, huh? The sincere and the concentrated one know it, yeah? All right. Now the saint said to him, I have actually no need of your body, your mind, or your wealth. You can have them back. I return them all to you, but you are to act as a steward and use them on my behalf. Wisely, yeah? By giving up the world and your worldly possession, you have received the priceless gift of true knowledge. The Word of God. Henceforth, you will cease to crave for happiness and riches in this ephemeral world. But you shall crave only the love of the Lord and the bliss of His presence. Wow, that's, we know that, huh? Just exactly like you feel, right? Okay, very good. It's amazing how a king can withdraw his attention inward and receive such knowledge, blissful knowledge like that. Because of his position, people always go around and flattering him for position, for power, for favor, everything, yeah? Or they flutter around him to bug him, yeah? To ask for this and that and any little thing. So the king's mind normally is very disturbed, yeah? If not arrogant, at least very disturbed and busy, occupied. But this king, he must have been a saint in the past lives, yeah? And in this lifetime, he must have been really, sincerely yearning to know God. And that's how it happened. And also, because of a true master, yeah? The presence of a true master helped him withdraw his attention from the outside world inward. And that's how he got the priceless gift of true knowledge, yeah? Yeah. If we all could do like King Janak, then no problem at all. He's still a king, but a saintly and enlightened one. You see? There's no need, I told you many times, to forsake your kingdom, your kids and kin, or your position, your power, or your job, anything, to come and follow me. Yeah? Because your master is inside you. In fact, you're not following me, you follow yourself. Yeah? Your great self, your wise self, and your wisdom, yeah? Your real self. And that's what you are following, okay? I'm showing you the path of self-mastering, yeah? So you're following yourself. And one day you know everything, right? So that is the path of Guan Yin. Yeah? And that's why you like it so much. Because you feel closer and closer to yourself every day, yeah? Which is part of God, one with God. Yeah, one with God, it doesn't have to be over the fifth level. It could be at the fourth level also, and you still feel one with God when you are there. You don't feel any missing or separation. Once you are enlightened, you feel closer and closer, almost one with God all the time, even on this physical planet already. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we slip.
Sometimes the external situation try to disturb us, to deter us, and to obstruct us, and to try to distract us and all that. And we might forget this for a while, but not for long. Yeah? Not forever like before. Yeah? Now we know the truth. We continue in that path and we feel happy every day because we know we are closer and closer to God. That's what makes us happy. Yeah? And that's why you come here. Yeah. We have same goal. We have same aspiration. Yeah. So you see, even the king, he would forsake a kingdom for this priceless treasure. Because really, he must be very wise already. You understand me? You must have had something inside you in order to know what is it that you want. Yeah? If you haven't seen a beautiful girl in your whole life, how would you ever imagine a beautiful girl or any girl that you even want? Yeah? Suppose you were born in an island with only men. Would you ever imagine what a girl looked like? No? You can't. Yeah? Because Adam could not imagine it. So God has to make the girl for him. You know? Maybe in the beginning he just met Adam and said, look, you're okay, man. You're okay. You're okay alone. Yeah? And then Adam thinks he's lonely. Yeah? Maybe he thinks he wants something a little bit different from himself. Looks similar but different. Something that stirs up his, you know, adrenaline. Something exciting. Make life more, you know, flowing. So then God said, imagine something, you know. Everything created by the mind. Maybe God had told him that. But he was too bored and he has never seen any woman in his entire life. And the whole existence, how would he imagine it? He couldn't imagine another man like himself because he's bored already with himself. How would he want to have another friend like that? Yeah? Every day vis-a-vis, like looking into the mirror. So of course he could not imagine another man and he wants something different. And he cannot imagine a woman because he has never seen one. So God has to make it for him, huh? Imagine that God has to do everything, huh? So we have to truly also rely on God, which is a part of ourselves, no? We can't do it all ourselves, right? Yeah. Even Adam, the firstborn, the first pure and, how to say, invincible, immaculate conception from God, direct, still cannot imagine something else that he doesn't see. So we cannot imagine heaven, yeah? If we haven't seen heaven with our physical knowledge. So the initiation, the Kuan Yin method, is to bridge this gap, yeah? Show you something first, and then you can continue imagine further or enjoy it. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. 谢谢啦, huh? 谢谢大家. Thank you. Thank you. 这几年啊, 忠心耿耿, huh? 拥护到底, huh? 坚持到底, huh? Yeah. And you are better? I mean, progress? Improve?
Yes, all the time miracles.
Yeah, I know. Because you believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, if you believe in God, things will happen.
It just happens.
It will happen. It always happens.
Always.
Yeah. It's a pity that some people, you know, get such a gift and waste it, that's all. But if you don't waste it, it will grow bigger all the time. Treasure. Upon treasure. Yeah. Okay, and that is just material thing, you know? You don't know yet what's waiting for you even. I mean, you know some, but you don't know all of it, yeah? You said some glimpse of heaven, but wow! If you only know, yeah? Because if you really know what heaven, the whole thing about heaven and what's waiting for you after initiation, oh man, you will not want to do anything anymore. But we still have to do something, right? Still have to help our other brother and sister on the planet, yeah? And animals and plants and trees and the whole earth and everything.
Ce fut un honneur de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maîtres et Disciples.
Rendez-vous à nouveau demain pour une nouvelle conférence intitulée La requête de Brahma pour le Dharma. Restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Television nous vous souhaitons beaucoup de sagesse et d'inspiration tout au long de votre voyage dans cette vie.
We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciple.
Please tune in again tomorrow for a new lecture entitled Brahma's Request for the Dharma. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you great wisdom and insight as you journey through life.